And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS Radio. This is Mike Effner, joined tonight by boys soccer player, Norwalk boys soccer player, Jace Davis on a Let's Get to Know segment. And Jace, let's just start by asking you a little bit about what's going on at Norwalk. What other activities and sports are you involved with besides soccer?
Yes, sir. So been at Norwalk. I grew up here at Norwalk, played soccer all 4 years, I'm a senior this year. And yeah, no, we got a great program with the state championship last year and can make a run again this year. But I, like I said, grew up playing soccer my whole life, but been at Norwalk my whole life. And I represent Norwalk at a couple of other things. I was represent my school in a Bankers Trust Youth Board. And so that's just, I represent Norwalk and a lot of clubs and stuff like that. But I played basketball, football earlier years in high school, but mainly stuck with soccer.
Okay, and I think this will be an easy one, but what is your best high school sports memory so far?
Yeah, it's got to be last year going to state championship. I mean, we played Hoover in the semifinals, which was a game to remember, sure. Hoover's a great team, great competition, a bunch of hard workers over there. I respect all of them completely, but game got delayed because the weather, and we ended up playing late that night, and it's a pretty crazy fog, but it was last-second winner to go to the state championship. It was just a great memory.
Yeah, very memorable game there in the fog and Jack Brown hitting that goal. What was your vantage point when he scored that?
So I was a left back that year. I was up the field with him right there. I was at the halfway line, and he scored that. And I just remember all of us just running to that corner flag, sliding on the knees because it was raining all day. So ground was slippery. It was just pure joy in that moment.
Well, let's talk about your pregame. Do you have any superstitions or a pregame ritual that you do, or any special music that you listen to before each game?
Yeah, yes, sir. I got a lot of superstitions. I think the entire team does, but I go left sock on, right sock on, and then right shoe, left shoe, in that order. I just grew up playing like that. And then when I was younger, my dad always drove me to every single soccer game I've ever played in my life. My dad was always there. Biggest role model for me is my dad. But we grew up listening to AC/DC before every game. So every game, right before the game, right before we go out, I got to have some AC/DC on to get me locked in, and how I've always done it.
Yeah, that would be a good way to get fired up. Any particular song by AC/DC?
Oh, there's a couple. I usually just put some random ones on, but you got to go Highway to Hell, stuff like that. Back in Black is always a good one, too.
Absolutely. Let's see. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and how about now? Has that changed?
Growing up, I always wanted to be a professional sports player. I mean, obviously, every kid. I grew up playing every sport under the sun, from baseball to soccer. My sisters played volleyball, so I dabbled in that for a bit. So I always grew up competitive and just playing every sport. So, like, if I can get professional in any sport, you know, that would be the dream. But as I got older, I started to get my strengths, and that came with numbers. That's why I represent Norwalk for the Bankers Trust Youth Board. I'm pretty good with numbers, so I'm going to be going to Iowa State for a finance and accounting degree. So I kind of shifted a little bit from professional sports athlete to, you know, an accountant, but still a passion.
Yeah, you're good with numbers. Maybe someday you'll be a sports agent.
Yeah, no, I always thought about that too, you know, staying in the sports industry and just do the number side of it.
How about after a game? Is there a spot you guys like to go and hang out after the game?
Oh, yeah, we usually play on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is half off wings at Jethro. So, you know, he's got to go there after a win, get like five cars going, get the younger underclassmen, some freshmen in the cars, and get some hype music on the way there, just celebrating the win.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great place after a win.
Yeah.
How about, do you have a job? You working anywhere?
Yeah, I do work at Shields, and I'll put in my hours there. Not as much right now, soccer season, but do work there. I've worked there for a full year now.
You may have already answered this one, but are you a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan?
I am a Cyclone fan. I grew up a Hawkeye fan, but I got five sisters, so most of them with Iowa State. So I'm going there too. Just go State.
Yeah, they got you turned over. What about a favorite memory of Iowa State athletics?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be very recently when Iowa State went really far in March Madness. I mean, just watching those games, especially after soccer, got to rush home, get those games on. But I mean, just watching that, I remember we watched a Houston game. I was with like five of my friends in my basement, just watching that, cheering our butts off, and then winning.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk boys soccer senior Jace Davis on Let's Get to Know. How about the pro ranks? Do you follow NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, pro soccer? Who's your team?
So I do follow a little NFL. That was the sport I grew up on. So might be Ruffalo right now, but I'm a Broncos fan right or die. I've been that way my whole life. So we're in a little drought, but, you know, still got to stay loyal.
Right. Looking for that next quarterback.
Yeah, no kidding.
So it'll be a big draft coming up. Do you watch the NFL draft?
I do not as much as I should, no.
Let's see. Where's the place, as far as soccer, where's a field that you really like to play at?
I mean, it's got to be the Norwalk Meinhardt Stadium. I mean, just playing at home, playing under those lights with home crowd, and I love the culture we have built here. You know, that's one thing all of our coaches preach every year since I was a freshman, and it's going to continue to be preached when I'm long gone, is this culture. It's a big part of what we represent. We want to have an amazing culture, and so to be able to play at home and have that culture with our community is something special.
Who was your role model growing up? Why did you look up to them, and how have they helped you out?
It's got to be my dad, for sure. I mean, whose kid isn't their dad? It's just superheroes, you know? Growing up, he was a Division II basketball player, and so he not only understood the, you know, dad aspect and the kid aspect, but the athletic side, too, of the competition. I mean, we were both competitive. That's how I grew up competitive. So he was there for all my wins, all my losses, you know, encouraging me through those losses of how to get better, giving me that motivation. So it's got to be my dad for sure.
Okay, and on that note, talking about family, do you have a family tradition that you really enjoy, or a vacation that you guys have been on that you've really looked back on?
Tradition's got to be every time there's a holiday or any chance to get together, my entire family get together. And I got a lot of sisters, a lot of step-siblings and cousins, but we always like to get together just because, you know, family's really important to me and important to my family, is just being around each other. You know, we got such a big family, you can't see everyone all the time. So when you get together, it's just, you really cherish those moments.
Are you active on social media, or do you kind of stay to yourself a little bit, stay a little more private?
I have an Instagram and stuff. Don't post on it too much, but yeah, I mean, especially during high school, I got work, I got school, soccer. I'm not too big on those.
Do you have a bucket list, something you really want to do in life that maybe that's a little bit far-fetched?
I do want to go skydiving. I know that's coming up on my family's, my dad's side. We all want to go skydiving. So that might be, it's always been a life goal. I love the idea of going skydiving.
A couple more for you, Jace. If you could spend the day with a famous person in history, whether it's somebody who's no longer with us or somebody who's famous right now, who might that be?
That's a good question. I would, gotta be Kevin De Bruyne, because just, he's my soccer role model. You know, I look up to him. He's great passing. That's what I look up to. But he's also very intelligent when it comes to, like, high IQ of the game. So I just like to sit down and, like, learn more about him.
All right. One more question. If you could time travel, would you go in the past or the future?
I'd go to the past, I think. I kind of want to know how things were, you know, a couple hundred years ago. And so I think that's cool. I like learning about history and stuff. So it's always cool to hear that about.
All right. Well, Jace Davis, thanks for joining us on Let's Get to Know, and good luck this season.
Thank you, sir.